Everyone, welcome to More Than Meets Guys. We're doing a little something new this week. We have decided to once again split off to another pillar of 80s toys and cartoons and go into Mask Episode 1. I'm here with Boo of the AxelUnderground.com. And
Howdy.
hey, there he is. And man, so yeah, a done in Canada or Deke, as our as growing up we would know.
Right.
So this is actually a it's kind of cool. It was a Canadian French I guess joint. They worked together to do this show. So a show in France, and you can get subtitled episodes in French. So there's a simultaneous thing. And so yeah, what do you have much history with this franchise?
A little bit. I mean, I had some of the toys as a kid. I had Piranha and Jackhammer and Condor.
Yeah.
And I watched the show on and off. I mean, it wasn't like something I watched religiously.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
I'll be definitely revisiting this because I haven't watched any of this in decades.
There was a I of course my big love was Transformers and then G.I. Joe and some Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Little odds and ends here and there, because you had there were so many different shows and different toy lines in the 80s. You generally had a little bit from a lot of different stuff. But there was a guy down the street from me who was he goes stay with his grandmother for the summer, and that is the only person I knew who had every Mask toy. And
Wow.
he was he like he didn't collect Transformers and G.I. Joe, he just collected Mask, and he would bring it to his grandma's house and he'd come visit. I cannot remember his name because he wasn't there that often, about a block and a half down from me. And he would
He always wore a mask.
never knew his name. No, he was a nice kid, he was like he would basically bring all his toys there for his for the summer and invite me over to play with him, Mask with him. And it was cool because a lot of things I just never had. But yeah, same thing here. I mean, I had Piranha, Condor, I had Switchblade. That was actually one. It came out like early, I guess, before the show really started. It kind of hit the shelves, and I convinced my grandmother to buy it for me.
Oh yeah, that was a signature toy there.
No, it was fantastic. And the only problem is the wings go back from the helicopter mode, and it has little tabs. Well, one tab's broke, so I always have to hold the back of the helicopter. But I had no problem getting a jet. But yeah, so I had my own sort of history with it too. It was I always remember the toys being a little more expensive than Transformers. Like they were a little higher price, and I don't know why. It just did the way it was. But cool.
Yeah, it
Cool.
was Kenner's answer to both G.I. Joe and Transformers by, creating, vehicles that transform into other vehicles.
Yep. And having a secret like force who worked against I guess a they were kind of a terrorist organization. I don't know. It was kind of weird. There was very had some elements of Cobra and Dr. Claw.
Yeah.
So
They're bad guys, but I mean, this isn't completely randomly being added in through just 80s nostalgia because, and it's been this way for a while now, but Mask has been folded into G.I. Joe
yep.
and is now being made part of the Energon universe in Skybound's comics. So this is more than just Transformers adjacent now. It's and I was what, issue 25
Yeah,
ended
25
with.
showed Miles Mayhem. He was working with what was the name of the group?
Oh.
Like Shadow something, or I don't know. It was basically a secret organization. It sounds like beginnings of the converting vehicles, probably from the technology from the Transformers, so it all kind of makes sense.
Well, he actually meets with Optimus Prime at the end of the issue,
That's
so.
right. And I gotta say, I just said this to Jehu over text. They made Miles Mayhem look more menacing in that one panel, but even though he looks like a militant cruise ship pilot or operator, captain, whatever, the cartoon does not do
He is
much.
not in charge of the love boat.
Yeah, it looks like he is. The cartoon. Oh, we'll get into it. He looks pretty menacing in the episode, our issue number 25. Also, we saw the during the Energon one shot, Matt Tracker, who in this Energon universe is a black man. And there's some
Shadow
controversy.
Watch is what they're calling it.
Shadow Watch, thank you. There's some controversy because they've also retconned Matt Trecker once again to be like a white blonde guy, like in the show. So in the Energon universe, he's a black man, which whatever, man. He helps Clutch and Hound out
Well,
when.
and he's been African American for many years now since IDW
That's right.
introduced him as such. So
That's
this
right,
is
and
nothing new.
he was in that pack from the San Diego Comic-Con, right?
I believe so. Yeah, the one that like kind of crossed over the different properties.
Yeah, had the 2030s Jetfire, had Visionaries in it, had Mask, and had what else was in there? G.I. Joe, and I feel like there's something else in there, but yeah, it was a big, catch-all kind of thing. It's kind of a junk drawer of a set that was really cool looking. So yeah, there's a lot of bringing a new franchise into the Skybound universe, which I'm all for because I think a lot of moving parts makes for interesting stories, as we've seen with the Marvel Transformers books. I mean, without BlackRock and Josie Beller and all the other things going on, there would be a lot of continuous storytelling in the Transformers Marvel book. So I think bringing Mask into the Skybound universe is just adding another layer of possibilities they can use. So I'm good with that. And probably going to end up with their own comic, I'm sure.
Yeah,
So.
because they mixed in for that set. I believe that was for the Revolution Comics or something they were doing. And yeah, they brought in ROM also, which was an
That's
old
right.
Hasbro property.
ROM the
And
Space Knight.
yeah, and Action Man.
That's right. That's right. Was
Yeah.
it? It was Action Man, not G.I. Joe, right?
G.I. Joe was in there too.
Okay. For some
Yeah, that
reason.
set had Roadblock. As well as,
Okay. I'll
it
have to
had
take a look at
Dire
that set.
Wraith, ROM, Action Man, Matt Tracker, and Jetfire, and Leoric.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd eventually have to get that set. That's a neat
Yeah,
little
that was in
set.
2017,
Yeah.
so.
So, gosh, 8 whole years ago.
Right?
Anyways. So yeah, we have lots happened since then, right? So let's just get into the episode because there's a lot going on here. And it starts off immediately with a meteor hitting Earth.
Good old meteors hitting Earth are great, like cartoon plot points.
Oh, so good. I mean, everything crash landing on Earth. I mean, think about the Transformers started off with the Ark hitting Earth.
Oh yeah, well, and I'm thinking of like War of the Dinobots here too.
Oh yeah.
We've got meteors with mysterious energies that no one understands.
Which is right here. So, man, it starts off though. Lethal Company, here they're all got the radiation suits on. There's a woman scientist. You can hear by her voice. She's holding one of those camcorders you see like in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where April O'Neil holds one like with a handle in front, and it's just like a box with a lens. But
They
she's
look like
holding.
AIM scientists.
Oh, they kind of do actually with
Yeah.
different coloring, but they. They really do like AIM
Yeah.
science. Good
Well, what
call.
it was when the object flies over them, they all turn kind of yellow from the light. And it looks just like the AIM scientists with
I can see that now.
their hoods, yeah.
Yeah,
That's Advanced Idea Mechanics from Marvel for those who aren't sure. Not the toothpaste.
I would hope. Well, honestly, man, if you stumble on this podcast by accident, that's what we're here for. Give you the Cliff Notes versions of things. Honestly, the animation in this is really good. It very, like I told you before, it looks like a short from heavy metal. It's
Yeah.
really consistent. Like, its shadowing is really nice.
Well, Deke had some pretty good animation, which I
Oh yeah.
believe they were also shopping some of it out to like anime artists, like
Oh yeah.
studios or something, because yeah, it's definitely above the norm for what we had in the 80s.
It's better than Sunbow, generally speaking.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it's gonna be this way the entire show, but usually in your pilot of a series, you're putting in the best animation in there because you want it picked up. And this show was in syndication, by the way. That there's a whole thing with that. But that's
Oh, yeah.
another time for another episode. It'd be like I said, it was a joint Canadian French thing. Like, there's other shows like that. There's been a lot of French Canadian French American joint ventures that have been turning out really nice animation. So that may be part of the reason they're using some of their resources they had. But did you notice, which lends more to the AIM scientist thing, did you notice that some of the scientists are holding submachine guns?
Were they? I thought that was more those chunky cameras, but
No, they're like holding like I don't know, I'm not that familiar with the different kinds of machine guns. Sorry guys, I have very little,
oh yeah, they sure are.
they have like those barrels that have like the holes in them for like suppression, long clips and stuff. So yeah, they're holding submachine guns. I don't know what scientist this is, but she apparently has bodyguards.
It sounds almost like it's military.
Kind of does, which is weird, and we'll get into that too. So there's this UFO thing. It looks very much like a miniature version of the UFO from Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was waiting for it to play some music.
Comes in there and goes down to the in the pit, grabs the stone of mysterious powers, and flies off with it.
Infinity Stone. Oh, wait.
Yeah, at this point it's some stone of mysterious origins. Yeah, they never explain where it came from or what it does and why it's
It
there.
came from space, man. That's where
Well,
it came from. I mean,
yeah,
what more do you
you're right. I'm
need?
sorry. The MacGuffin of all things, it came from
I
space.
mean, it's space and it's got radiation. That's all you
Yeah,
needed in the 80s.
death radiation. By the way, the next episode is the Death Stone. I'm sorry if I glossed right over that.
Yeah,
So
the
the Death Stone is being picked up by UFO.
it's a very serious stone there.
By the way, the UFO doesn't come from space. It comes from around a cliffside and picks it up at least. And then we hear the first voicing of Cliff Burton, or Cliff Dagger, sorry.
Cliff Burton.
No, it's not Metallica. Cliff Dagger.
Old Cliff Dagger.
Sorry. He comes up with a really great bass riff. Now, that actually comes later. There's a really good bass riff in this show. The music is spot on, man. The
Oh
voice.
yeah, they have great music. The theme song is good.
Oh yeah, the voice acting is not so good because there's like seven people doing all the voices, you realize, in the show.
Oh yeah, it's got a very tiny cast, but they must be very talented.
So yeah, he's doing the thug voices like I got the stone, kind of thing. He has a little remote control that he's controlling the UFO with.
Yeah, that's Mark Halloran. He also does Sly Rax, who's in the same
Yes.
scene. So he's talking to himself there.
Which I love Sly Rax's voice. It has such a Jack Nicholson thing
I was
going
gonna
on.
say it's total Jack Nicholson there.
There's a scene later on. She's like, too bad she went off the cliff. She was a pretty good driver.
But
And
not a
the
good diver.
But not a good diver. But that comes after they chase her down. She gets in a Jeep and takes the video because Cliff Dagger tries to grab it from her, the camera. So she's like, I got to get news of this out. So she escapes in a Jeep. I was half expecting it to turn into Hound because of the Skybound books. And Cliff Dagger and Sly Rax try to head her off with Sly Rax piloting Piranha, which was one of my favorite of the mask vehicles. My neighbor actually had Rhino. I was about to say Rhinox, different show. But Rhino was cool and all, but I don't know. I liked the small motorcycle stuff they had, like with Condor and Piranha.
Well, and that sidecar submarine thing was very sci-fi.
Oh, it's very cool, yeah. Which we don't we well we see it later on in the episode, but the whole chase was, pretty uneventful. They tried to chase it down. The Cyrax shoots out one of her tires, and she goes. That's when she goes over the cliff, and he gives a line. But we go right to her waking up in what is, I mean, it's like a. Oh, I'm trying to think of what is the name? Okay, the character the name of the character that plays Iron Man. The character, his name.
Tony Stark?
Tony Stark. It is a very Tony Stark adjacent mansion. Got
You know, I was like, meanwhile, in stately Wayne Manor.
it. Yeah, pretty. It's got two tennis courts. It's got a pool. It's a huge mansion. Like, what does Matt Tracker do, man? I'm assuming he holds patents on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I was getting like Adam West Batman vibes
Oh, very
from this
much.
whole thing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, especially Professor Stevens wakes up in like a room, and obviously they've kidnapped Professor Stevens to save her, take her to the thing. The
She's not in a hospital bed or anything. She is on Matt Tracker's couch in his den.
and Matt Tracker is like he's like he is Thorazine. Matt Tracker is like, "Hi, Professor Stevens.
Yeah,
I'm
I
Matt
was going to say
Tracker.
the voice
I need to
acting
help."
for Matt Tracker there is very subdued.
And yeah, she's like, "I know, I've heard of you. Oh, I hope good things."
And she is completely clothed and dry.
Yeah, someone changed her, did her laundry, reclothed her.
Oh, that was Matt Tracker for
Yeah, it
sure.
was. Yeah.
He's got some broad shoulders too. I mean, it's like he's got like some Talking Heads suit going there for a second.
He does. He really does. That was a very smart suit. Gray with like, what was it, like a green tie or something like that? Red, I don't know. Red tie. It was yeah, very Talking Heads.
Yeah, it just his shoulders looked more broad than they should have been.
Dude, he had some shoulder pads. There's no way Matt Trecker is that broad shoulder. That's a lot.
He's got a neck as wide as his head too,
He
so
does. He looks
he
so
does not
beefy.
skip gym day at all.
No. So yeah, he kind of explains like, we're here to help. You just stay here in the mansion. So he kidnaps her, suggests she stay there and rest. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe just like I think nefariously because of the world. It just seems really creepy that he's like, yeah, we rescued you and I took care of you. Now you just rest here. We'll take care of everything.
Don't you worry your pretty little head. It's that kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah. Oh, we also find out he has an arcade, a full arcade with like ping pong table and stuff that his son, Scott and T-Bob, who is his little robot companion, are playing,
Yeah.
ping pong, and then like Scott beats him and T-Bob hates the game. But yeah, he's got like video games and stuff. He's, man, that tracker is like just he's like he's living like he's giving Scott like the Webster lifestyle, like he's all these things. He's like cool house, no
Oh, it's like
worries.
silver spoons in that joint.
Oh yeah, 100% Webster, Silver Spoons, and Wayne Manor all at
Right.
once. So
And Scott Tracker is voiced by Brennan Thicke, who's the son of Alan Thicke,
oh, so
brother of
not,
Robin
I was gonna
Thicke.
say, you're not Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which, they were embroiled in a I guess a I guess the a lawsuit or something over the estate of Alan Thicke
Oh,
a
really?
few years back.
I mean, give Brennan a little hand, man. He doesn't have blurred lines to fall back on yet. Though, there, okay, this whole thing happens, but then he asks the computer, Matt Tracker does, sorry, for the best candidates for this job. And this brings up the best, I forgot about this part of Mask, brings up the best 80s montage of different people doing just different kind of jobs.
Right.
Oh, I love it. Like Brad is a he flies Condor. He plays in a band, which if you look at his uniform, it's a very much like it's a yellow version of the uniforms that the My Chemical Romance wore in like the Black Parade video. It looks like it. If you look at it and the picture in black, it's the exact same outfit, except you're not goth. Then like you have like Hondo, his teacher. God, let's see, like Bruce Sato is doing, he looks doing research. I am not entirely sure, like he's called Professor Reed, the
Oh, he's
researcher.
got robots and stuff behind him,
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
he's the brains of the operation here.
Well, I will get into this more, but he is so stereotypically Asian. It's terrible.
I
But
mean, they named him Bruce.
Bruce,
And I mean,
exactly.
they were one letter
Sato.
off from Kato.
You're not wrong. It's probably on purpose.
Yeah.
And what? Who's the pilot of Rhino? Rhino. Jesus, Rhinox. Rhino. It's the Australian guy. who apparently his job is handling reptiles. I'm forgetting his name right now.
Oh,
He has a huge snake around his around his neck. He picks up, puts on the guy watching, and just like leaves. So yeah, that's cool. There is also Dusty Hayes, who has the best gee whiz kind of southern thing going on. All shucks. And you also the co-pilot of Firecracker, which is I forget his name right now. He's pumping gas at the at Boulder Hill, which is the base of Mask.
yeah. Which, I mean, that was really convenient.
Very convenient, right? He's an intern for Mask, I guess. There's a Swift craft thing that Matt Trekker uses to go to the Mask headquarters. It looks very Voltron-esque. It's like a speed tunnel car thing.
Yeah, was that Alex Sector?
Yeah, Alex Sector. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just like leave he finishes pump gas. I guess they live in New Jersey because he's out there pumping gas.
Yeah.
So yeah, he goes back inside Boulder Hill and like, all right, see you later. Doesn't finish filling the guy's tank up, but yeah, so they all get into their cars and then leave Boulder Hill. But yeah, there was just the greatest montage. I forgot that every time there's an episode, they do this, like someone they're doing like everyday jobs, and they just drop everything once their mask watch goes off.
That's their secret identity jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bruce Sato, who the only difference is he wears an orange jumpsuit and, speaks some fortune cookie rhymes.
Yeah, he does a lot of stereotypical Confucius say
He God, it's
little
terrible.
quotes. Yeah.
So yeah, so we go back to Venom. Man, I love this bass track. I downloaded it, so I'm gonna put it on the episode here. I'm probably split it right here and just put it in, hopefully. It's so good. And there's this whole thing where he's splitting the death rock or whatever.
Oh, the Death Stone.
Death Stone, yes. Well,
Death Rock
rock.
is what it said on what was it? Beavis's shirt.
That's right. The Death Stone splits it through A's and all kind of like hey, about it because apparently it wilts plants.
Well, and the plants like magically grew first, and then they cut it open and it killed them. So it's like I was wondering, was that the Death Stone bringing them life? Like
Maybe
it
it went.
enhanced growth, but then.
Well, the Dr. Professor Stevens says it's a mysterious power source that, it doesn't need to fall into enemy hands. So maybe if it's all together as the stone,
Well, she
it's
said
a
she could use it to save lives.
yeah, that's
So
right.
the Death Stone giveth and the Death Stone taketh away.
Maybe when you split it up, it actually has a negative effect. I don't know. Cartoon logic. So
Hey, it's
we.
all in the dosage, man. It's all in the dosage.
So they split it up and they take it three different areas to sell off pieces of the Death Stone because I think they were like what $50 million is what they said for per piece,
Yeah.
something like that. No wonder the Venom gets funded by like selling like Death Stones and things like that.
Oh, and Matt Tracker has like a rail car under
That's what I'm
his
saying. Like it's
house.
like a Voltron thing.
Yeah.
He jumps in a thing and like goes to Mask headquarters underneath the mansion.
Yeah, he's definitely got some Tony Stark vibes there.
100%,
And a
which,
giant TV.
yeah,
Giant TV.
the big CRT,
Man, the whine on those things. That's probably giving off more radiation than the Death Stone.
Imagine you take a video of that thing, you see the lines going boom, 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 boom down,
Man, but the
but
duck hunt on there is amazing.
it, especially when the dog laughed at you.
Oh, wait.
No
We
one
don't want
likes
to
the
talk about
dog
that
laughing at
dog.
you.
Why you got to go to the dark places, man?
I think everyone like cracked that the light gun at the dog after you missed.
Oh yeah, just zap, zap, zap. It won't kill
Yeah.
the dog.
They needed like another version of Duck Hunt where you could take out the dog because that dog
Right.
deserved it. If anyone deserved it in video games in the 80s, that dog did. Anyways, going back to the from the dark place.
The I guess the lesson here is don't point out Evan's inadequacies because he will shoot you with a light ray.
No, yeah, not a submachine gun, which I don't understand how they work. So obviously not
Yeah.
that.
You call yourself a southerner. You're supposed to be gun crazy.
I shot an AR before. So yeah, they split up in the, sorry, he calls it the Trident formation, which, okay, they go in three different directions, Matt Tracker does.
Yeah.
So you had to send vehicles in three different directions to cut them all off. And you have like you have one which is involving Miles Mayhem, and he goes to the docks to meet people there. Wait, I think I'm gonna get a little ahead of myself
You
here.
are getting a little ahead.
Okay, pull me back in. Where are we at here? They go off
Well,
in the.
first they all like come out of Boulder Hill, and they're all driving almost side by side down like a desert like dry riverbed, and I'm like, that's a pretty improbable thing for a bunch of vehicles to just drive across that rough terrain.
Oh yeah, well they're mask vehicles.
Led by a Z28.
Yeah, exactly. That Z28 road clearance is not okay.
Yeah, and they get in like their first little skirmish with Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The there's this whole thing with, I think it's kind of like showing off their abilities a little bit here and there, which is kind of
Yeah, I
nice.
mean, this is totally the toy commercial part.
Yeah. We see like we even got like a little glimpse of that with the chasing of Dr. and Professor Stevens, where the Jack Hammer's like girl comes down and shoots the lasers, and Piranha's guns go off and shoot like shoot at the tire. So bringing it all in here, you get a little bit with like Matt Tracker and the what is this, they call his car? I forget.
Thunderhawk?
Thunderhawk, thank you. I
Yeah.
want to say Spectrum, but that's his mask, powers.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well, and we have Scott and T-Bob hiding in the back of Firecracker
yeah,
under
Honda's vehicle.
under a blanket, because
Yeah.
they're gonna help.
Well, it's like once again, it's very like Inspector Gadget with Penny and Brain.
Oh yeah, and that comes up later too.
Really? Okay.
Oh yeah,
So
we'll get
yes,
there.
yeah, I know what you're talking about, but oh, sorry. There's a whole thing with like him, Matt Tracker, showing off how Thunderhawk works and getting up and flying, which is cool.
Yeah.
I guess it's like the slow reveal is pretty nice in this. They don't go all out like for, I'm not gonna gild the lily here, but they don't show all the stuff all the vehicles do quite yet, which is kind of
Yeah.
nice.
Well, we got to see that Condor can do holograms, though.
I'll use my hologram. The only voice that is really good in this, well, okay, I like Slyrax because I like the Jack Nicholson thing, but Brad, who's a Bruce or Brad? Bruce. Bruce,
Brusato?
yeah. Yes. Well, not Bruce Sada, Brad, the pilot of Condor.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Bruce.
Brad Turner? I don't know. Anyways, yeah, his voice is actually the like most regular voice in the show. He's like a dude you're just talking to. I think it's Brad Turner. I
Brad
don't know.
Turner. Yeah, I'm relearning all their names now
Yeah,
myself.
exactly.
Yeah,
Me
Brad
too.
Turner, you got it.
Ah, look at that. I was actually
Yeah.
paying attention. Him doing the thing with Condor was like, Condor, fly. And he is just the most regular voice in the show, which I kind of appreciate.
And Switchblade's missiles apparently fall for holograms.
Oh, yeah, he's the hologram of Firecracker.
Yeah, and the missile chases the hologram back to Switchblade.
Yep. Well, like, oh no! And he flies, and misses him and hits a.
Yeah.
Hits like a. I don't know, it's like a. Like a jet of rock out in the desert, which apparently they're in Oregon or Idaho or something. Apparently everyone lives in the Pacific Northwest who does
Yeah.
shows. So there's that too. Well, and this is just me thinking it's probably a really cheap way to animate things. We have the same background because you don't notice using recycled backgrounds when it looks all the
Yeah.
same. I'm just.
Well, and that's when we see that Scott and T-Bob are in the back of Firecracker. So if it hadn't been for that hologram, Scott and T-Bob would have been in a bad way.
And there's Firecracker almost runs into Rhino, does a kind of a like quick around it, and that's when Scott flies out.
Yeah.
And that's when Jack Cameron's like, I'm gonna run over this kid.
Right.
Cliff Dagger's like, oh, cool, a kid. I'm gonna run him over in the middle of the desert. And this is great. I get 20 points for this one, obviously.
Yeah, as Firecracker swerves to miss Rhino, it ejects Scott out of the back the bed of the truck.
Yep, he sits on the
And
ground. He's like, oh no, what do I do now? Yeah.
this is all at high speed, but the kid doesn't have a scratch, which,
No.
it's a cartoon, but man.
I'm sorry, man. You're losing some road rash on this one. Yeah. So, anyways,
Oh,
he.
and well, and then we have Mayhem fires a missile at Hondo, who's run and jumped on top of Scott to protect him.
Yeah, no, he jumps on top of Scott to protect him, and then he shoots the missile.
Yeah, he
Which
jumps on, yeah, and
he's like,
then,
I would protect you, kid.
yeah, and Condor, fires a laser at the missile, which blows up in the air, but Hondo's hurt.
Yeah, it was Condor's antimatter
Oh, his
ray.
antimatter ray,
Yeah,
yeah.
which he uses again later on. That is the most I don't know, the best weapon in the entire show. Because it
Oh
could do
yeah,
whatever you
it's the
want.
sonic screwdriver, man.
It 100% is.
Yeah.
I'll use my sonic screwdriver. I'll use my antimatter ray to blow up the missile.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyways, blows up the missile. Hondo's hurt, and Scott feels all guilty, but gets T-Bob to. Well, no, he first of all he's like, yeah, I'm okay, not hurt. But then he feels really bad that that Hondo's hurt. He gets T-Bob to transform to a motorbike mode,
Yeah, scooter,
a
motor
scooter.
scooter.
Yeah,
Yeah.
motor scooter mode, and proceeds to make things worse.
Yeah, he doesn't realize, his presence there is what's caused problems, but
Yeah,
he
but
kind of makes up for it later, though.
he does.
He
And I think
has
it.
a very Daniel Witwicky existence.
He does. He does. Yeah, Daniel Witwicky and Penny from Inspector Gadget, once again.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that about Penny. Penny carried that show.
Yeah, her and Brain.
Yeah, Inspector Gadget was the sandbag being
Was the
dragged
Scott
around.
Tracker.
Yeah.
Well, Chief. Anyways, they yeah, so that whole thing happened. They get Hondo back to get, he might recover, he might not, we don't know. Scott takes off, and then
If
we
only they had a magical space rock to help him instead of the ER.
you mean the Death Stone?
The Death Stone.
They could have brought him back to life or wilted him.
They could have put his body into Autobot X. Oh, wait, wrong show. Wrong show.
I love it. I play around on TikTok when I'm bored sometimes, and the Transformers official like released a little snippet of like Autobot X with them like shooting everyone, and I'm just Prime having to go like shoot him with low power. I'm like, that is trauma. That whole episode is trauma for
Right.
Spike. That's all it is. Spike is put into a body, shown Frankenstein, then shot because he's all messed up in the head, and then joins the Decepticons. That's PTSD in an episode. I love it. But anyways, back to this. This is when Venom's making their sale. They're all splitting off into like the different sales they're trying to do while Mask is trying to figure out what to do. And Scott ends up at the docks. How did he get there? I'm trying to remember.
He was,
It was convenient. It was plot armor.
yeah.
He ends up at the docks, and like I've only watched the episode a couple times for the first time in 20 years, so
He
bear with me.
tracked him. He told T-Bob to track him.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
And
there.
it was very amorphous there. It was very vague.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. I gotta hand it to Miles Mayhem. He has really cool masks for his thugs.
Oh yeah, they've got henchmen that just wear masks that kind of look like his.
Yeah, they kind of do. They it is a very Cobra Viper thing going on.
And they're going to meet up with the B-17 from Heavy Metal.
They are.
This is the real origin story for Blastoff, because he's got kind of the same colors.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
So they were making the sale of the docks, and Scott Tracker and T-Bob are, he's like, hey, he's like, T-Bob, hey, go distract them. And T-Bob's like, oh, hi guys. He starts, he makes a joke, a really bad joke, like a dad joke, but in the 80s.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Scott
Well, it looks like
Tracker,
he's talking to Daft Punk.
it kind of does. Scott Tracker like wanders into Switchblade's cockpit, like, oh, wish I could fly this thing.
Oh yeah, well, and you forgot the stereotypical bad guy in the trench coat.
That's right.
Wearing the fedora, you know, it's like
He's making the he's buying the Death Stone or portion.
it looks like a Bullwinkle villain.
Oh man, I'm telling you, Deke has some really bad villains.
Oh
Look
yeah.
at
Well,
that.
they're stereotypical. I wouldn't say they're bad. They definitely
Yeah.
function well as villains.
Yeah. Violence Mayhem is really doofy looking.
There's not a lot of nuance here.
Miles Mayhem reminds me of what's the football star who was the dad in Webster?
Oh,
You know what I'm talking about.
yeah. He did a Transformers commercial back in the
Oh, he
84.
did.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not Dick Miles.
Man, I
Okay,
could have
fuck
told
this.
you until you asked.
Yeah, Miles Mayhem has a lot of that energy going on. Is it, it's not Dick Butkus, is it?
No, not Dickie
No.
Buckus. That
I'm trying to figure.
Alex Karras. He was
Alex Karras.
Mongo in Blazing Saddles.
Yes, Alex Karras.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, he Miles Mayhem has a lot of has an Alex Karras thing going on from like Webster.
To me, he was struck me more as like a Wilford Brimley.
Kind of if he
He
took
always has
if
that Wilford Brimley vibe. He's gonna tell you to eat your oatmeal. You know?
diabetes.
Oh, you know what? He looks a little bit like the Iron Sheik too.
Does he? I
Tell you to
can't.
drink some water and you just, you know.
You jabroni.
Yeah, you jabroni. You know?
You don't want diabetes, you jabroni.
Everything goes back to professional wrestling, doesn't it?
It really does in the end. That was
Well,
like
especially
another,
from the 80s.
yeah, another pillar of 80s stuff.
Right.
So yeah, Scott Tracker gets in the in Switchblade and like starts flying it badly, but
Oh yeah. I mean that really that vehicle should have been done because he put it in the water.
He did.
You know, he should have said wasted at the end, like GTA. You know, you're in the water, you're done.
I love showing how much money you're out of at the top
Right?
left of the corner
Oh,
for
yeah, he was
carrying
definitely paying the insurance on that one.
it. The then we go to we go to the was I think at this we're chasing where Buddy Hayes is chasing Sly Rax. Buddy
Yeah.
Hayes having God, is it it's not Piranha because that's Sly Rax is Gator. He's taking his Gator Jeep and
Yeah.
following Sly Rax who gets on the beach and like
Well, yeah, because Scott managed to get a signal out
yes.
to let him that's how that was his salvation here. You know, saving grace is that he was able to let them know where the bad guys were meeting.
That's right. Hey, he's like, hey, and yeah, Matt Tracker's like, I don't know whether to spank you or thank you or whatever.
My
Yeah.
antidepressants won't let me be angry at you.
Luckily, I'm on a medication, son,
Right.
so you'll live this day. And that's
It's
really
probably
how.
court ordered because you know you don't see Mrs. Tracker anywhere.
No, she was also a bad driver. Not a diver. Sorry. That's really dark.
Keep going dark. This is such a light-hearted cartoon. You're putting the Skybound spirit into it, aren't you?
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. You've done you've skybound.
Yeah, see, this is supposed to be the happy days before Transformers the movie ruined everyone's childhood.
Oh man. So yeah, Sly Rax takes off in Piranha with his the sidecar like submarine, which is really cool in reality.
And right here, they have the same problem I had as a kid playing with them. is because I would always, because I had Jackhammer and Piranha, so I would always put like Cliff Dagger in the sidecar. So, because you still got to drive the motorcycle. Yeah. But Sly Rax just like hops off the motorcycle into the sidecar and launches and just lets the motorcycle just keep
Done.
going.
It's there.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
And yeah, and well, and Cliff Dagger earlier in Jackhammer, he just pops out of the turret in the top. I'm like, well, who's driving Jackhammer?
I actually thought the same thing. I'm like, I gotta imagine he's got like a steering thing up there for Jackhammer.
Yeah. And see, that's what I would
But
do. I would switch off because I would put Sly Rax up in the turret.
yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I feel like these toys needed more figures than they got.
Oh yeah, well, the only figure that only the only toy that actually worked out well in that way was Rhino, because he had Bruce Sato and the other dude, the Australian guy, the bald guy, the beard, who I'm gonna forget his name so
You're
much.
never gonna remember him, are you?
No, you know, and actually, Mask had accessory packs with figures by themselves, so
Oh
you could do
yeah. Didn't
that.
they have extra masks too?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. But yeah, Alex Sector is the name that we can't remember.
Alex Sector,
Alex
thank you.
Sector. Yeah.
I think it's Sektor too, if I remember correctly.
No, that's the robot from Mortal
Oh.
Kombat. It's spelled like
Oh, you're
normal Sector.
right.
You were just all over the place, man.
Oh my
Mask
God.
fans are like pulling out their hair listening to us talk about like, God, do you remember anything?
No.
No, we're old and it's been a long
No.
time, so please bear with us as we
Mas mask
relearn
mask
Mask.
fans are pretty happy that someone's talking about Mask again, and I'm right there with you.
I'll tell you this, like, the gimmick on the Transformers side of this is, you and Ed's not real familiar with it and you are, but like we're both the Ed in Mask right now. It's
We're
like,
both stumbling through this pretty harsh.
yeah.
And you know, not that I
We'll
didn't ever
get there
watch.
though.
Oh, we'll get there. Well, like, not that I didn't watch the show at all. I did, but I haven't rewatched it.
It's been 40 years, man.
Has it been 40? Oh God.
It
Oh
is.
my God, it's been 40 years.
This is like the 40th anniversary for Mask, isn't it? Did it
Probably.
come out in 85 or was it 86? See?
Dude, I
We're
don't
old.
know. Old.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, on a lighter note, Buddy Hayes shows up. Hey, you see where that
Oh, it was
guy went?
85. Yeah, 85. So it is
85.
40 years this year
Yeah, there you go.
that we're almost over with. So it's actually a little more than 40 now.
It's great though. Buddy Hayes has like, oh shucks, guys. He shows up on the beach in this Jeep. Like, you see where he went? And they're all on the beach like that way.
Oh,
And
yeah,
so
he's got the Gomer pile going there.
he does. At least Gator makes sense because he.
Shazam!
At least Gator makes sense because he's already in the seat of the boat.
Right.
When he like the top of Gator opens and like the boat comes flying out.
And then it's a hollow Jeep shell at that point. So.
Yeah. Who wants that? So yeah, you at least you can drive off with a motorcycle with a drop the sidecar off.
Right.
He goes and chases down Slyrax is skimming the water until he gets to a yacht in the middle of I don't know, the bay or whatever they're at. It starts to make the exchange on the Death Stone portion. And that's when Buddy Hayes starts shooting him with Gator's boat thing and kind of ruins the deal. So, not a lot going on with that one. You know,
Oh yeah.
he breaks up the deal.
Well, and we've got Condor with his antimatter beams, but he does like some kind of not quite light speed, but he goes to like Mach 1. Is that what I understood?
Something like that.
Yeah, he has like lasers fire out in front of him, and he like zooms off like a blur, like a Tron bike, and yeah, interrupts Cliff Dagger's deal.
Oh yeah, she's the he does the antimatter ray and creates like a I don't know
He made a Rick and Morty portal, dude.
he did. He totally
Yeah.
did. That's a great way to put it. And then
Yeah.
it goes back off and then like, Cliff Dagger.
Jackhammer just crashed.
Yeah, Cliff Dagger drop crashes into the wall, goes through it.
Dude, he Knight Riders that wall, too. Jackhammer's no joke. That thing, like, shattered a concrete wall and kept going.
It was brutal. So yeah,
I
kind
think
of.
that was the most exciting part of this
He really
episode because
was.
he just kept plowing through everything. And then I guess he ran up on Rhino.
Yeah, we had the battering ram thing of a Rhino out. If you look at the front of the 18-wheeler rig,
Yeah.
it like has like a bumper thing extended out. And yeah, he like, had it out
Well,
in front of him.
and they had like a trap door that they drove him into.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 'cause they smoke screened him.
Yes.
Oh, and going back a little bit with the gator and piranha thing, when they're going on the beach, and piranha takes off in the water, that's Penny from Inspector Gadget on the beach.
Oh, is it?
If it's not, it's her doppelganger.
I gotta rewatch that again.
Yeah.
No,
That was
is
like
that
it.
she comes back up. It's probably Penny. This is the Deke
Yeah,
universe
well,
one.
no, it's right when he goes into the water at the beach.
Yeah. This is, well,
Yeah.
it's like Hector Ramirez and all the Sumbo stuff. This is definitely Penny. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Deke was like, yeah, we can reuse her. Sure.
Well, I mean, and think about it. Inspector Gadget kind of had the transforming vehicle thing first, so.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
See, Inspector Gadget was just a mask guy who was kind of an idiot.
Maybe they reverse engineered Inspector Gadget for mask and venom vehicles. And that's one thing that we get in this pilot is we do not get an origin story for either of these groups.
The thing of Venom never really is explained what they are, what who, how they're funded, what their whole purpose is.
Neither is Mask, really. They just
No.
exist and they don't like each other.
Yeah, which whatever, man. Like, apparently
Roll with it. Buy the toys, kids.
it's not important. But they re end up retrieving all three parts of this, the Death Stone.
Oh,
Through.
well, Gator freezes
Oh yeah.
Sly Rax as he's handing it off to
Hey, look.
who looks like an FBI informant or something. I don't know. He's like an FBI agent.
You're not a cop, are you? No, FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He freezes him with his Gator's freeze ray, I
Yeah, and
guess.
just freezes on the outside, does that like ice layer that doesn't kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, so I'm learning really quickly that all the masked vehicles can do like the Deus Ex Machina things that are gonna like solve the problem at hand.
It's like pre-crisis Superman
Oh
powers.
yeah,
Yeah.
totally. I need a new power. Okay, you have this now. Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
that's
gonna
I'll
throw a big
solve
cellophane S at you.
that
You're never gonna see
problem.
it before or after, just this time. And we have a dog fight between Thunderhawk and Switchblade.
Yeah. Which,
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way Switchblade should have lost that, but
Well, I thought it was funny the way he did it is he basically put a rocket on top of Switchblade so he
yeah,
couldn't control it.
that's the thing that comes up a lot. He shoots like his one of his things. He has a like a rocket
Like a
that shoots
drone or
off.
something, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a drone engine. It comes up like as the series does. I remember that one since it happened.
And
Oh
he
yeah.
Darth Vader's Miles Mayhem out of there, like the when he's tumbling off a TIE fighter at the end of Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah. And they think that, well, they need all three pieces to save Hondo. And they're sad because, oh, well, we didn't get all three. And then here comes Scott and T-Bob.
Hey, look what I got, guys.
And it looks like a glowing potato. You're
It
right.
does. Oh, and
That potato's definitely loaded.
yeah, I'm surprised it didn't wilt Scott.
Right?
Apparently, it
Oh, I
only works
know.
on
Well, he had
plants.
it in a box, though. He had it like
Well,
in a lead box so Superman wouldn't see it, so.
yeah. Oh, it's only a little Faraday cage.
Right.
They go reassemble the rock and save Hondo from mysterious injuries.
It like zaps Hondo, the rock does. There's no
Yeah.
explanation. Just this rock like
It
zaps him and
fixes.
he's, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
And then it's all out of juice, so. That was
Well,
a
that's.
one use only meteorite.
This MacGuffin, he could have ended world hunger, but no, we're going to save Hondo instead.
Right? That's how
So,
Hondo would have liked it.
yeah, good job, Mask. You
Yeah.
saved Hondo. Yeah. The best part of this, though, really is the music. The music's
Oh, yeah,
really
the music's
good.
totally the best.
It's just really good. The voice acting is. Okay.
It's not bad, but I think the direction
Yeah.
needed some work there.
Matt is he's constantly talking like, I'm not an android. I'm Matt Tracker. I'm here to help. Totally not an android.
Which is odd because he's done by Doug Stone, who's like a anime veteran.
He must have been trying to like make it as, I don't know, white bread as possible. Like
Maybe.
regular, like maybe he's trying to talk like Adam West and it just didn't come off right. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, Doug Stone's still doing anime. He's got anime out
Oh yeah.
this year that he's voicing
Oh.
still. And I mean, he's got some pretty notable titles, you know, under his belt. He did Fist of the North Star. Let's see, Lensman.
Oh God, I haven't thought of
Yeah.
that in a while.
He was, I think, Gairon Zabi from Mobile Suit Gundam. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Maybe I'm
Gundam.
saying, yeah. Is it
Oh my
Gairon or
God.
Gairon? Yeah. Yeah,
That's
dude went
fantastic.
way
Hey,
back. Yeah.
yeah, you know about Gundam, right? You're a Gundam fan, right?
I've had a little bit of experience, not a whole lot, but yeah, he
Yeah,
was in
well, a
Kiki's
little.
Delivery Service, Tenchi
What
Muyo. I
is he
mean,
in
there's just so
Tenchi
much stuff. He had Ninja Scroll,
Muyo? Oh God,
Ghost in
yeah.
the Shell. Like he's got some chops behind him, but so that's why I think this is a direction issue.
Very likely, and this is also 40 years ago. So,
Yes,
40 years ago,
absolutely.
voice acting was way different. The I forget what they call the timing they use for anime dubbing. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, the direction and timing were very harsh early on.
Yeah.
So that's why when you listen to old anime, it sounds very, I don't know,
They were
bad.
just trying to match the mouth flaps
Yeah,
too
they
much.
were.
Yeah.
They don't do that as much anymore. It's more natural now. So
Right.
I can see this being a direction and also maybe trying to figure out the timing of the voice of the character. This is the first episode, so
Yeah.
the character could have like relaxed later on. We'll find out as we go.
Well, and you know what the most important thing about all this is, right?
What's that?
Is you don't run into the street blindly when you're playing baseball. Because there's a PSA at the end of the episode.
Oh, I missed the PSA. I
You missed the
stopped it.
PSA? Yeah,
I
they
did.
gave a G.I. Joe type PSA at the end where
Oh, God, I
Scott and
forgot that.
T-Bob are playing catch, and T-Bob rips on Scott because I don't know why you call it catch because you never catch it. And the ball rolls right out into the street, and you know, Matt Tracker shows up and always look both ways before chasing your ball into the street.
Nice. I'll watch for those now because I completely forgot about those. That
Oh yeah.
was a
So
staple of 80s animation. You had to have like a PSA to make it, whether it was about body massages or barbecue sandwiches
pork
or
chop
pork
sandwiches.
chop sandwiches.
Right? So
Yeah.
I watched the credits too
No, really.
and saw a familiar name in the writing staff. One Chuck Lorre.
Hold
Famous for Dharma and Greg, 2½ Men, Big Bang Theory, and also notable for writing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song.
Nice.
Yeah, so Chuck Lorre worked on here.
Very cool. So we see where he started off too.
Yeah, well, I guess like after this is when he went on to start writing for Roseanne. So,
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
yeah, that was definitely a staple in the late 80s, so perfect.
Right.
Oh,
Yeah, he
very cool.
springboarded from here to there. Well, he went from here to Ninja Turtles to Roseanne, I believe. I mean, there's a lot of other steps in there too. He was a busy man. He still
Nice.
is, I guess. He's on the creator side of things now.
Well, hey, man, 40 years later, if you still got a career, that's fantastic.
Right, that's where you want to be.
You're not wrong. Well, cool, man. Honestly, this is a lot of fun. Like I said, the dialogue was a little stilted, except for a few instances, but I think that'll probably get better as we go. And the animation is fantastic. The story was pretty basic. It was, whatever.
Oh yeah.
A
Oh, well,
MacGuffin
and
and
more about the talent behind there, the
yeah.
masked computer was voiced by Gloria Loring, who is Brennan Thicke's mother. Who she's the mother of Robin Thicke and Brennan Thicke.
The family affair, huh?
Right? Yeah.
Nice. Well, I'm sure we'll see more things come out of this as we get along, but it is really kind of cool to see that just seven people in the cast.
Right? Yeah.
I'm guessing she probably also plays all the women characters in the show. Probably.
No, we have Sharon Noble.
Sharon Noble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she does more characters. Also Brian George does voices later on of Lester Sledge and Ally Bombay, which he's on Big Bang Theory as Raj's father.
Oh, nice.
But he was also Dr. Julian Bashir's father on Deep Space Nine.
Oh, really? I know
Yeah.
exactly what it is now.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's cool. I always love seeing the same people we know in different things. That's always like a kind of a cool bonus. Okay. Well, we'll definitely have to keep get at this
Oh,
and
wait, you know what? I am wrong. I am absolutely wrong about Gloria Lori. She is not on here. I got that mixed up in my notes. That is Sharon Noble did the mass computer.
okay.
Yeah, my
So Sharon Noble is the token woman's voice on all this stuff.
yes. So she's like, wait, I don't see her on here. And yeah, there I just got my notes
Because
are
there's a, I
sloppy.
cannot remember the name of the characters, but there's basically a woman who who's on Venom and on a woman on Mask. So
Yes.
I'm sure they'll probably come up in the next
Oh,
episode.
she was also the voice of Professor Stevens. That was Sharon
Oh, well,
Noble.
that makes
So,
sense.
yeah. But yeah, she
Token
does
female
Gloria
voice.
Baker and
That's right.
Vanessa Warfield.
Vanessa Warfield's the Venom one. Gloria Baker's the Mask one. That's right.
Yeah. So,
I
yeah,
know.
she's the token female voice.
Yes. Yes. Okay, cool. Well, I can't wait to check that
I just
out.
wanted to correct that before we went. I was like, oh, wait, got my notes mixed up.
Okay,
That's when you're writing notes
the
late at night after Halloween.
the Mask fans have stopped pulling their hair out now. Thank you
Oh no,
for
I
fixing
don't
that.
know if we'll ever be that good. Again,
Our
we should always just presumptively or preemptively apologize as we
We're gonna get
stumble
things
our
wrong.
way through. Yeah,
We're
we're gonna get
gonna,
all kinds of stuff wrong.
like, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, I was writing notes on the episode and I kind of stopped halfway through because I was just watching the episode, so and that's why I kind of
It's
got
easy to get
sidetracked.
lost in the episodes. I'll say that much. They still work, and I still want to buy these toys now after watching
Oh,
the
100%.
cartoons.
I want to find Piranha again.
Yeah.
I mean, I will go on record saying I never really cared too much about Thunderhawk. I just didn't like it as much.
It was just gull wings, really, and like the
Yeah.
little jets at the back. That it was probably the least cool of the vehicles.
Oh yeah. A rhino is cool, I guess. Like the jackhammer, Piranha, I mean
Switchblade
Condor.
though, Switchblade was where it. It's the
Switchblade's
same thing with
great.
like Cobra and G.I. Joe's. Like your G.I. Joe's, they have regular like real world vehicles, but all your weird sci-fi stuff comes from Cobra.
Man,
They
you
had all the cool
want
stuff.
the Hiss tank. You want a
Yes,
Rattler.
you want a
The
Rattler, you want a Hiss
Sky
tank.
Striker is the coolest vehicle G.I. Joe had. Let's be honest.
Night Raven
Well,
begs
it's
to
Cobra.
differ.
Exactly.
Oh, you're
Exactly.
talking of G.I. Joe
Of G.I.
itself?
Joe. Sky
Oh
Striker,
yeah.
probably one of the coolest vehicles. Maybe the All Striker. I don't know. That's kind of it. The G.I. Joe vehicles were kind of lame. The
The
Kirby
whale
vehicles.
was cool.
What's that?
The whale was cool.
Oh, the wheel is great. That
Yeah.
was that Cutter on his on in the whale were fantastic set.
I want like a Titan class sea spray made out of the whale.
God, that'd be
The
huge.
size of the whale.
But look,
That's how
like
big you should have been.
yeah, but like the moray eel was so cool too. That was
Yeah.
like half the, not even half the size of the whale, and it was Cobra.
Hey, don't forget the
The can never forget the hydrofoil.
hydrofoil.
We all needed a hydrofoil in the 80s.
I think the flag would probably take the top spot for the
Well,
G.I. Joe vehicles, but that's just
yeah.
size alone.
If you had a separate room with no one stayed in, you could put
You
it
had to
across
take
the
a
floor.
mortgage out for it just to.
Yeah. A 6-foot-long aircraft carrier, which is still not in scale of all the stuff that you should have been to scale for.
I showed my kids the commercial for it, and they're like, "Did it float?" I'm like, "Oh no."
Oh no. It was like it was panels that were like snapped together essentially. That thing was
Yeah.
like no.
I mean, I'm sure you could probably like epoxy it onto a canoe or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's about the right size too. It really would have been.
Huck
God.
Finn riding the flag down the old Mississippi.
I'm gonna leave all the off-color jokes about that whole thing, to
Well,
the
I mean,
imagination.
it was big and flat like a raft, so I mean, maybe it would have floated.
Oh, I'm just talking about the different characters in Huck Finn.
Oh yeah.
They don't age well. Just like an Edgar Allan Poe story, some of those characters do not age well.
It's closer to Lovecraft.
Oh yeah, same feeling there, buddy. If y'all don't know what I was talking about, read a book. Sorry.
What was his cat's name?
I sorry. I had a Thrakazog moment from The Tick. Read a book.
Oh, now you're doing it on purpose.
Oh God.
Oh, all right, we better
Anyways,
cut it off here. We'll keep going.
pretty much. Y'all, thanks for being here. And who, if you like Mask, if you like us going into this, let us know for sure. More than meets these guys at gmail.com, or send us a message on Discord. They'll be in the links in the show notes. And
Feel free to
until
make fun of us in the comments because, yeah, we're like I said, we feel like masked noobs all over
yeah,
again. So,
100%. Yeah, that
yeah.
definitely. Give me a lot of flack in the comments, but give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
Anyways,
At least we're owning our inexperience.
behind me, you don't see Mask Toys. I'm just saying. I'm not saying, but I'm
You need
saying.
to fix that. They've got like some new ones coming out, like they're redoing them.
Oh, I know. Of all
Yeah.
the things to look, dude, there's so many things I want to get, but I like being married, so I got the. I
Dude,
mean,
I want to see mask vehicles and just mask figures done like G.I. Joe classified
oh,
scale.
they should
That would
definitely
be
do. Yeah,
beautiful.
you've become quite a class of fanboy, so we'll have to talk about that more later.
I
Yeah,
know, but man, I'd be in so much trouble if they did that.
you're not wrong. All right, everyone, thanks a lot for being here, and we'll talk to you soon. Later.
Bye.
Yeah. Guys, a Transformers podcast is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.